I wanted to say is that this understanding of sexuality is both personal and interpersonal in nature. That the starting point about healthy sexuality is a good understanding of ourselves and a good acceptance of who we are.
Hello and welcome to the Connect to Marriage podcast. I'm June and I'm your host for this episode. If you are new to us, do subscribe to our Connect to podcast on your podcast platform, and we believe you'll discover interesting topics and helpful conversations. In each episode of the Connect to podcast, we'll be tackling questions that couples ask about marriage, communication and conflict, and so much more. We hope you'll keep tuning in to learn with us as you grow closer, deeper and stronger in your marriage. In today's episode, we are exploring a topic that's often left unspoken: healthy sexuality. What does it really mean to be whole in our sexual identity? How does emotional intimacy shape our marriages or even influence the way we parent? And what happens when we don't talk about it at all? We'll be drawing from the rich insights of Benny Bong, a seasoned therapist and educator who will share stories from the front lines of brokenness, healing, and the power of connection. Do tell us a little bit about yourself, Benny.
Hi, my name is Benny. I'm a family and marital therapist, which means that I see individuals, couples, families who are encountering difficulties. I also do a bit of teaching and some supervision of practitioners.
It's really great to have you with us today, Benny. Now, to kickstart our conversation, could you share with us, what do we really mean when we talk about sexuality?
Sexuality is about how we think, how we feel about ourselves as sexual beings, and also how we are able to meet our own personal sexual needs and of those dear to us. So when I think about it, this idea of sexuality incorporates a number of elements.
So I gather that it's about how we feel about ourselves as sexual beings. But why is it important to connect, you know, the different aspects of sexuality?
There's a physical element. And oftentimes, when we think about sexuality these days, we always think about the physical intimacy, the physical experience of sex. But there is a physical element, but there's also a cognitive element, the way we think. And that includes our expectations. And of course, there's also the emotional element, how we feel about it. And last but not least, our spiritual element. The sad thing about the problems we have about sexuality is that people disconnect all of these parts, and all of what they're focusing on is the physical highs that they experience when they have an arousal. The second thing I wanted to say is that this understanding of sexuality is both personal and interpersonal in nature. That the starting point about healthy sexuality is a good understanding of ourselves and a good acceptance of who we are. There is this understanding of us being whole individuals. We are created at the point of creation, whole, complete, and good. And that man was also created for relationships. This is almost hardwired in our DNA. Although we are whole, we would want that connection. Individuals coming who are confused about their identity, confused about who they should be, and also individuals who cannot accept the way they are. Individuals who cannot satisfy their sexual needs in a wholesome and in a non-exploitative manner. And I think that's another reflection of that brokenness that needs repair or healing.
Can you also share with us some real-life examples that illustrate how sexuality is commonly misunderstood or even misused today?
I met a school counselor, I shan't name who she is, who was just saying, hey, a case just literally blew up in front of her just recently of a young boy who's trying to connect with individuals. And using these days, you don't just say hello, you send them a picture of yourself and hoping to get another picture from the receiver of who they are. And not just a picture from head up, you know, it's actually the reverse direction. And somehow there's this sense that I need to impress others. I need to also kind of advertise myself as to who I am. Sadly, many people these days feel that they are somehow incomplete. And I guess when you compare what images you have from pornography, you would agree that you are incomplete. you can't beat those professionals and well-sculpted bodies and so on. I'll leave the rest for your imagination. Another story that came to my mind was another picture was of a wife who told me how her daughter is so vigilant. Every time the father is looking at his phone, at his iPad, she will be hovering around him, trying to take a peek at what he's looking at. It was her vigilance that actually alerted the mother that, you know, father is going into sites that are really not great. And you're talking about primary school kid, you know, and I think it's so sad that the primary school daughter is so having to have this burden on her that she should be policing the father.
It's indeed sad to hear such stories. I think many kids are growing up with the wrong idea of how to relate to others and how to befriend others. I'm also wondering, you know, what happens when emotional intimacy is lacking in a marriage?
I'm seeing a couple almost in their mid-20th year in their marriage. They have a number of children, 4, and their main struggle as they come in is the wife discovering that he has actually been in contact with another woman. Very intimate conversations. Thankfully, he has not crossed the line in terms of physical intimacy. But the degree of emotional intimacy he shared with this woman shocked her, disappointed her. As I'm working with them, what comes out is that he has said, you know, for years, I've been telling my wife that we are not close, we're not connected. Her response, and I think it's a fair response, she said, our parents never showed this. We all come from marriages where no one ever says, I love you. No one ever says, thank you. No one ever showed anything except food is on the table. Here's the money. So she had a model of intimacy that clearly isn't sufficient for the husband in this marriage. So I think this connection between what happens at home, how it impacts children, how then it impacts us as adults, and sadly in turn impacts the next generation of children. If there's a lack of emotional intimacy, then sex becomes functional. I just want to satisfy myself. I want to produce babies. Sex becomes very functional. It cheapens sex. And then if you get into sex, which is stimulated by pornography, which is very accessible, also cheap, free, you see how much competition couples in a marriage have, you know, in terms of their sexual intimacy. Sex in a marriage is not cheap. It's not cheap because you have to work at it. You have to work at building a relationship. And you have to work at it because you have conflicts with your spouse who then said, you want sex after what you said to me in the living room? No way, no way.
That's so true what you said, Benny. Sex is not cheap because we need to work at our relationship and in our marriage. So when there is a breakdown in emotional intimacy between the couple, what is the possible impact on children?
Our kids are not blind. We always think that they got their eyes glued on their computers, but they pick up a lot of information. They pick up a lot of the cues. And when they see that, they begin to be very alarmed. So the young girl that I told you about, who is being like a policewoman, you know, checking on the father, that comes from her anxiety that something is not right. And children who grow up in a household where they are worried about the stability of the home, the stability of the marriage, the family, I don't think it gives them a very good foundation to grow up. How do we parents respond to them? Concentrate on your studies. And, you know, you're not listening to me that I am worried about something of greater value than just my education.
That's really great insight there as to what children are really concerned about, you know, when the parents' marriage breaks down and there's a lot of tension within the family. What do you wish that, you know, every parent out there actually understood about sexuality and intimacy?
The early years of marriage are filled with unique challenges and opportunities for growth. What happens after saying, I do? At the Connect to Just Married workshop, you will gain practical tools to work through differences and conflicts and learn ways to keep the romance alive. If you have been married for 5 years or less, this workshop is for you. Get more information at www.family.org.sg/C2JustMarried.
There's a special place for parents because it's such an important aspect of family life. Yes, I think there's a place for parents to talk about it, to share. But may I raise one point? We all talk about the special place that sex can only have in the place of marriages. But you know, this message is being challenged, is being debunked. You know, many people are now even thinking, why get married? What's the big deal? Or many people want to end their marriages. And I think this illusionment with marriage, what's the big deal? I think if we want to tackle sexuality, healthy sexuality, we also have to show to children that it is a big deal. Marriage is a big deal because it is a place where there is connection and intimacy. And one of it is sexual intimacy. So if the child is listening to the parents talk about sexual intimacy, and then they're thinking in their mind, you don't even talk to each other. You don't even look at each other when you're in a dinner table. You don't even put your arm around each other. What's the big deal? You know? So I think, you know, we have to set it right. So we are trying to set it right by saying sexuality, but healthy sexuality. Intimacy, healthy intimacy within the context of marriage, but marriage being also in its fullness of that connection and that emotional bond.
Indeed, let's make marriage a big deal to our children by modeling what emotional intimacy looks like at home. Thank you so much, Benny, for being with us today and for providing so many insights and tips into what it means to enjoy healthy intimacy in your marriage. In each podcast, we end off with a couple challenge for couples to do with each other. So if you are listening to this podcast with your spouse, here is your challenge for this week. Find a conducive environment and spend the next 10 to 15 minutes sharing the following. What is one thing you've been thinking about relating to intimacy that you have been wanting to say but was unsure of how to do so? We really hope that you have found today's episode helpful and encouraging. As always, do share this podcast with a friend or a couple who might benefit from it. Thank you for listening in, and remember to make your marriage a safe space, even for difficult topics like sex and intimacy. Till next time, take care.